Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Here's one you probably haven't heard for a long, long, long time. She wound up doing jazz with Nelson Riddles. She did some Hispanic music. She did some country music. She's done all kinds of pop things. She started out, though, with a group called Stone Pony. It sounded like this. Linda Ronstadt. Came out of Tucson, Arizona. Linda Ronstadt used to show up on The Tonight Show barefoot and said pretty outrageous things in her young years. But what a musical figure she has become, Linda Ronstadt. Originally with the group Stone Pony, they had, I think, two albums out. And some of it was pretty cutting edge, and then some of it was just kind of straight up, kind of like different drum. Recorded a wonderful version of Michael Nesmith's Summer Shelley's Blues. I want to get back to some Peter, Paul, and Mary harmony here. I think it's well worth listening to. Of course, Pete Seeger credits their melody to his song, If I Had a Hammer. He says he likes their melody better. It was a better melody in the long haul. They sang this. There's a DVD out, and it shows them singing this at the big I Have a Dream speech, We Shall Overcome March there. In 63 at the Washington Monument or the Lincoln Memorial? Anyway, it was a wonderful event, and Dylan was there and a lot of good speakers. And, of course, this song was very resonant in those days. Still should be, actually. And they did a nice job. Peter, Paul, and Mary.
All over this land. Ooh, the brothers and the sisters all over this land. It's a hammer of justice. It's a bell of freedom. It's a song about love between the brothers and the sisters all over this land.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. Go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say.
When I was just a wee little lad, full of health and joy, my father homeward came one night and gave to me a toy. A wonder to behold it was, with many colors bright. And the moment I laid eyes on it, it became my heart's delight. It went zip when it moved, bop when it stopped, whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. The first time that I picked it up, I had a big surprise, for right on its bottom were two big buttons that looked like big green eyes. I first pushed one, then the other, then I twisted its lid, and when I set it down again, here is what it did. It went zip when it moved,
bop when it stopped, whirr when it stood still.
I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
It first marched left, then marched right, then marched under a chair. And when I looked where it had gone, it wasn't even there. I started to cry and my daddy laughed, for he knew that I would find, when I turned around, my marvelous toy chugging from behind. It went zip when it moved, bop when it stopped, whirr when it stood still.
I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
Now the years have gone by too quickly, it seems. I have my own little boy, and yesterday I gave to him my marvelous little toy. His eyes nearly popped right out of his head, he gave a squeal of glee.
Neither one of us knows just what it is, but he loves it just like me.
It still goes zip
when it moves, and bop when it stops, and whirr when it stands still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
Tell me why you're crying, my son. I know you're frightened like everyone. Is it the thunder in the distance you fear? Will it help if I stay very near? I am here. And if you take my hand, my son, all will be well when the day is done. And if you take my hand, my son, all will be well when the day is done. Day is done. When the day is done. I'm sighing, my son. You shall inherit what mankind has done. In a world filled with sorrow and woe, if you ask me why this is so, I really don't know. You can tell everyone. Do you know more than men that are wise? Can you see what we all must disguise through your loving eyes?
pebble upon the sand. Now you're lying here in my hand. How many years have you been here? Little human upon the sand, from where I'm lying here in your hand. You to me are but a passing breeze. The sun will always shine where you stand, depending in which land you may find yourself. Now you have my blessing, go your way.
Try and catch the wind. crystal wall.
continent of Atlantis was an island which lay before the great flood in the area we now call the Atlantic Ocean. So great an area of land that from her western shores those beautiful sailors journeyed to the south and the North Americas with ease in their ships with painted sails. To the east, Africa was her neighbor, across a short strait of sea miles. The great Egyptian age is but a remnant of the Atlantean culture. The antediluvian kings colonized the world. All the gods who play in the mythological dramas, in all legends from all lands, were from fair Atlantis. Knowing her fate, Atlantis sent out ships to all corners of the earth. On board were the 12. The poet, the physician, the farmer, the scientist, the magician, and the other so-called gods of our legends, though gods they were. And as the elders of our time choose to remain blind, let us rejoice and let us sing and dance and ring in the new. Hail Atlantis!
Donovan, that was kind of a whole Donovan set there, Try and Catch the Wind, a later version, 2004 version of Happiness Runs, and an interesting version with Joan Baez, Judy Collins, and Mimi Farina, or Mimi Baez, Mimi Farina in her later days after while she was married and after her husband died, singing a Donovan song called The Legend of the Girl Child, Linda. Very interesting version. Judy Collins, Mimi Farina, and Joan Baez. Wow. Wow, good stuff. We're going to hear another song that Mimi Farina wrote that Joan Baez recorded regarding the death of Janis Joplin. And that'll be coming up in just a second, but we have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're going to be right back. We have lots, lots, lots more music still, so you hang on, because there's lots more coming up. All righty?
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners. We receive additional support from the Moscow Food Co-op, celebrating 40 years of community involvement and cooperation. Open from 7 to 9 on the corner of 5th and Washington in Moscow. Online at moscowfood.coop.
Rain, wind, and mountain snow today. High temperatures 51 in Moscow, 55 in Lewiston. Tonight, mostly cloudy and very windy. Lows will be in the mid-30s, and tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of showers or snow showers and breezy. High temperatures in the 40s.
Is your like your Doc's guitar with a little bit of Donovan crystal spectacles in there, huh? Alrighty, this is a great song that Mimi Farina wrote. I actually heard her do it a couple of times. She actually recorded it on an album with Tom Jans, and I've seen her do it live, and it's a wonderful song about the death of Janis Joplin. And it's just a beautiful song. In the quiet morning, there was much despair.
Tossed by the tides of misfortune, barely here to tell her tale.
Joan Baez, In the Quiet Morning, written by Mimi Farina. That is such a great song. Oh. One of the things that happened in the 60s is kind of interesting. There was a show called The Beverly Hillbillies, the television show, started in about, I don't know, 63, right in there. Starred Buddy Ebsen and Eileen Ryan and Donna Douglas and Max Baird Jr. and a couple of other folks. A group called the Foggy Mountain Boys was asked to write the song for the thing, to do the hillbilly part, and they wrote about a thing called the Ballad of Jed Clampett. Now, the instrumental work from the Foggy Mountain Boys was used in the theme. A different singer sang the actual theme. He's pretty good. I can't think of who it is right off the bat. Does a better job than Lester Flatt. But Flatt and Scruggs did do some of the soundtrack to the actual television shows and occasionally would show up in the television show. I think they showed up a couple of times and came to visit them and this kind of thing. And so Flatt and Scruggs began to get more notoriety outside the whole bluegrass. They were already pretty big at Newport and that kind of thing, and this gave them even more notoriety, especially in the West Coast. They'd been around as a group, the Foggy Mountain Boys, since about 1946, 47. Those guys had worked with Bill Monroe for a while. And in 1967, when Arthur Penn was looking at, and Warren Beatty were looking at the movie Bonnie and Clyde, starring Faye Dunaway and Gene Hackman and Gene Wilder and Warren Beatty, they looked at what they could use for music to sort of exemplify the South and that area where Bonnie and Clyde hung out. And this regionally doesn't quite work, but they did select this as the theme for the movie Bonnie and Clyde, and it's the Foggy Mountain Breakdown, and it sounds like this.
Ago when the earth was green, and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen. They'd run around free while the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese.
some Humpty Bacamas and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn.
Now God seen some sinning, and it gave him pain, and he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo and take some of them
green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty Bacamas and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn.
Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you
green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty Bacamas and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn.
Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns.
There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty Bacamas and some chimpanzees.
Noah cried, close the door, 'cause the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait. Old unicorn. The ark started moving, it drifted with the tide. Them unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see
green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty Bacamas and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
Hey there, Georgie girl, swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there
inside you.
Hey there, Georgie girl, why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try, or is it the clothes you wear?
You're always window shopping, but never stopping to buy.
So shed those dowdy feathers and fly. The Georgie deep inside, bring out all the love you hide, and oh what a change that'd be. The world would see a new Georgie girl. A reality, you can't always run away.
Don't be so scared of changing and rearranging yourself.
It's time for jumping down from the shell
a little bit.
Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh what a change there'd be.
Georgie girl,
hey there, Georgie girl,
wake up, Georgie girl.
the sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a liquor since. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. Wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
That's Bobby Gentry. Do you remember Bobby Gentry? She actually made it fairly large in the country field. She worked a lot with Glenn Campbell and some folks like that, and did a wonderful recording with Glenn Campbell of Let It Be Me, the old Everly Brothers song. And, yeah, Bobby Gentry. I don't know if she's still around or what she's doing. But that was such a cool song in those days, such a mysterious, haunting song. The story of Billy Joe McAllister. They made a movie of it, you know. I'm trying to remember what it was called. I think it was called The Legend of Billy Joe, which is the title of the song. Billy. Before that, Georgie Girl from the Seekers, Australia's wonderful, wonderful group. And they that was the last of their major hits. They had another sort of more minor hit with Morning Town Ride, the song that Malvina Reynolds wrote. But that was a strong Tom Springfield song, Georgie Girl, and it was the theme for the movie about a woman who came out of her shell and kind of went nuts. So I think that was Vanessa Redgrave that just sort of figured it all out and went bananas and enjoyed life for the rest of her life. Georgie Girl, I think. I never saw the movie, but I think it was Vanessa Redgrave. Anyway, so there you go. And then The Unicorn by the Irish Rovers, a song written by Shel Silverstein with Glenn Campbell on the lead guitar on that particular version. And those Irish boys made a lot of money off of Shel Silverstein's song. Came out around the same time as the Byrds version of You Ain't Going Nowhere, and it sort of catapulted the Rovers into some interesting stuff. It did. All righty. Well, I promised you some Dylan, but I never got to it. We may have to do a part three, if I can pull it all together, next couple of years. We've done a program on more of the folk music of the 60s. Going to wind up with one more, since this show originates on Saturdays. We are going to honor that and play this by the New Christy Minstrels with Barry McGuire and that gravelly voice of his. Saturday night. We all get together on Saturday night. Oh, yes, we do. Pretty glad we got Saturday night. I'm glad we got every day. Every day I wake up and say, wow, I'm glad I got that day. I got this good day and I got a good road. Yes, I do. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. We're going to be doing calendars and things again. And we've done enough of this. Because if you look at last week and this week, when these things run, you know, there could be a lot of 60s music. Alrighty, this is an evergreen show. We're going to keep running this for a while because it was a good show. And we're going to eventually run the two of them together again. Maybe we'll just take a whole Saturday and cancel everything and just do a whole day of music of the 60s and get it all out of our systems. Who knows? Inland Folk's a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. My name is Dan Marr. And if you want to email me, you email me at dmar, that's D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. I haven't heard that Saturday night thing in quite a while. Nice 12-string work. Everybody in the 60s did 12-strings, a lot more 12-strings than you see now. The Rooftop Singers and the Seekers and the New Christy Minstrels, and everybody had them as the mamas and the papas used them. Even the Beatles used 12-string. They used both the electric 12-string and they used a high acoustic 12-string in Michelle, for example. How about that? It's been really fun putting this together. Didn't get any Dylan in there, but like I say, we may have to grab the Ian Tyson and the Clancy Brothers and start anew and do something different with maybe part three down the road. But it takes a lot of work to assemble all of this stuff. So there you go. Heidi's going to start singing about the highways and the freeways. And I've already given you the email and the phone number, but let me do that one more time. If you want to email me at D's and Daniel, MAHERWSU.edu. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047, and I will get back to you sooner than later. Love to talk, so it takes time. Alrighty? We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk, and until then, this show is history, and it really kind of was history, wasn't it? But we're out of here, and we're going to be back, so you just hold your horses, because we're going to come back next week with a whole bunch more stuff that's going to be history when it's all done. All right, see ya. Bye. Making friends along the way.
We're glad you joined us today for Inland Folk with Dan Marr here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury. It's a minute before 2 o'clock and time for the Thistle and Shamrock. Be sure to join us at 5 o'clock this afternoon for a Prairie Home Companion coming to you from Minneapolis, Minnesota this week with Garrison Keillor and special guests, the Pied Piper of Poetry, Billy Collins, Bluegrass Ambassador Sam Bush, and the vocal ensemble Contus. That's a Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor at 5 o'clock.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. Online at nwpr.org. Funding for Northwest Public Radio this year has come from many listeners and businesses, including the Moscow Food Co-op and ProTech Auto Repair in Pullman. Thanks to all our supporters for making our programs possible. There's more information on becoming a business supporter of Northwest Public Radio at nwpr.org. Click on Support.